Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They are free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, including the site itself. Brand new. It is its own feature now. The Free Talk Live website allows you to create the content, allows you to decide what is and what is not important for other people to see. You can vote up and vote down and submit different stories, news stories, for instance. You can vote down or vote up different videos, blog posts, whatever it is that you think is interesting. You can submit new things to the website, and the most popular ones get voted to the front page. Go to freetalklive.com to experience that. It's free. That's freetalklive.com. Sam, welcome back. You just getting out of jail this morning here in lovely Keene, New Hampshire, after having been there for about a week's time.
Yeah, thank you.
And you managed to sneak a couple naps in here between when you got out and now. So, reflections. I mean, we had you on the show right when you were first placed in the Westmoreland County Jail out here in Cheshire County, the west southwestern corner of New Hampshire. It's not the first time you've been there. Back actually about this time last year, you were in for 58 days for initially refusing to stop recording video in a public court lobby, and then they held you in that same jail for the 58 days because you would not give up voluntarily your legal name. They ended up turning you loose after a while. You never did give them voluntarily your legal name, did you?
No, I didn't. And they actually pushed me out in the orange jumpsuit, decided they had had enough. It didn't matter if I agreed to the bail terms. They wanted me out of the jail, and that's what ended up happening. So this time was certainly very, very different.
Now, why was it so different this time? I mean, simply besides the shortened term, I mean, 58 days compared to 6 this past week, what else was different?
All of it. I mean, just the way the guards interacted from the first time. I mean, driving back in the car, leaving the jail, I was just overcome by what had been accomplished and kind of just started sobbing in the car. Because,
well, when you say accomplished, I mean, you were kind of called out last week on the program. Mark was suggesting that maybe this wasn't the best way to spend your time, Sam. Of course, only you get to decide what the best way to spend your time is.
Right.
What did you accomplish? I mean, you sat in a jail cell. What could possibly be accomplished?
Well, so when I got there this time, Doobie was the guard checking me in, and he's as fun as his name suggests.
Doobie.
And, you know, last time it was, you know, what's your name? And coming in the middle of the night, waking me up. And this time it was, all right, Sam, do you want to process? Are you gonna do that? What about changing clothes? Do you want to change clothes? Do you want to do this? And so
changing clothes was an option.
Yeah, because last time I just laid there and they stripped me and put me in the orange jumpsuit and then dragged me up to solitary confinement.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know, look, I'll answer the questions that I think are necessary for you to have me here safely. So some of the medical questions that they had. Some points of contact. They wanted family names and addresses. I didn't give them that, but I gave them you and another friend that could get in touch with my family,
mm-hmm.
and that was all acceptable. They never asked for Social Security number or anything like that this time. You know, it was strictly what I was willing to give, and that seemed to be okay.
What about the TB test?
I did not do a TB test because they said it was date, I guess, or it hadn't expired from the last time.
I see.
So I was debating just refusing that, and you know, if that meant I stayed in isolation for the 6 days, then that's what I would do. But it didn't.
What do you think they would do?
That.
We've been talking recently about civil disobedience on the mm-hmm. program. I just posted a blog post over at freekeen.com about civil disobedience and how I think that concentrated non-cooperation, concentrated civil disobedience, is really the key to achieving freedom in our lifetime. What would happen if 10 people, I mean, if 10 people went into the jail, that alone would be fairly burdensome on them just simply because they only have so much room in their holding cells.
Right.
If 10 people they could handle, 20 people,
would then be a strain.
Then it becomes very difficult for them because they only have about four or so holding cells, which can only hold about maximum four people each. What if all of those 10 or 20 people decided to not take the TB test?
I don't know. You know, they wouldn't have they'd stack in that jail.
They don't have enough isolation chambers.
Yeah, they're moving to a new jail where they may be able to handle it a little better, and it might take a slightly larger number. But, you know, five people came in, and they had to move two extra people into a four-man cell or two-man cell that had five people in it. So, you know, they were constantly shuffling folks around. The jail seemed to be overcrowded. There were people up in the day room sleeping on the floor. You know, they have cots out in the day room or bunk beds. Those are full. And then they also had people on the floor because there were no other beds available. So the jail was overcrowded. The NPR had a few extra spots in it, but those are for
NPR, the multi-purpose room, which used to be called the gym, but because it's illegal to keep people in a gym, they renamed it.
Right. So there was that. We went through the classification process, and again, there were some self-incriminating questions I wasn't willing to answer. That didn't seem to be an issue. I answered most of the things that they put forth, and some of them I just chose not to. So, again, no issues there. They moved me out of isolation after a couple days into the NPR. But while I was in isolation, I'm there with a guy named Jason who was arrested for cocaine possession. He had 7 grams of cocaine on him and also some heroin.
Mm.
And he was facing 4 felony counts, 3 to 7 years, I think, in state prison.
Didn't hurt anybody. Didn't steal anything.
No. But while we were in there, what he told me were all of these stories about the fights, about people getting robbed, about a guy getting a crowbar in the face, about a home invasion.
Meaning within the black market world, you mean?
Yes. These are drug dealers ripping off other drug dealers mm-hmm. and turning on people and snitching on them and... a guy got stabbed. And, you know, if I'm a cop and I'm looking at this, I see all this violence and I think, yeah, drugs are bad. But what they don't get is that it's their prohibition that creates all of this in the first place.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's just what I'm thinking. I'm like, this guy hasn't hurt anybody. Here he is doing these things because of prohibition. If this was legal. And he was an addict, okay? He was also telling me about how, you know, he did heroin. He went one time and got this heroin and did it in the car, and he puked all the way home. And he was telling me, you ought to try a bag. And I'm like, yeah.
That sounds great.
Exactly. That's what I said. And another time, a guy had a needle break off in the vein in his arm. And
oh,
I'm like,
geez.
Wonderful. Yeah, I really want to, you know, do this stuff right away. And we kind of laughed about that. So there's all these stories, and he's addicted, and that's why he's doing this stuff. Mm-hmm. And if there wasn't a war on drugs, he would still be addicted, but he would be getting help rather than punishment, and the taxpayers wouldn't be forced to pay for this either. That's the most absurd thing, too. It's just the money they're spending, the lives that they're destroying over this. When these people don't need a punitive response, they need help.
And what is it going to take to end this insanity? I wish I knew. It's not very likely we're going to have heroin 420s, nor would I necessarily
be in support
of that. But the 420 celebrations here have been an incredible success, where people have been gathering on a daily basis at 4:20 in the afternoon. Actually, I've heard they're now doing it at 4:20 in the morning on some days. Not every day, but sometimes.
It's crazy that the night shift going. Huh?
Yeah, sometimes they're going out there. So they're doing it at 4:20 and they're smoking cannabis, and it's been a wonderful success because we've essentially created the activists and the regular folks around here, because it's mostly regular folks now. Now it's like 9 out of 10 people are just non-liberty activist types. I guess you can call them liberty activists, but the only thing they do is...
They're locals.
Yeah, they're locals.
Yeah.
Are getting out there, and they've essentially created a demilitarized zone for cannabis smoking. And really all it took was a few people being willing to spend some time in jail, because a few people were arrested initially, but we haven't seen hide nor hair of the Keene police out at the 420s. But how is the hard drugs, how is that all going to come to an end? If the jail is loaded up enough, then at some point they'll run out of room to store people, but like you said, they've built a bigger jail. There's more coming up here, 800-259-9231, more jail stories and your calls about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military.
Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
betterthanrocks.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can...
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And features, by the way, including our webcam. You can go over to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can see the show, as well as listen and chat all at the same time. Cam.freetalklive.com. Did I mention it's free?
If you're using pretty much every other search engine but startpage.com, your information is being sold and used to market you to, all kinds of third parties all over the Internet. And in some cases, they're turning over that information to the government. If you want to avoid that, use startpage.com instead of your regular search engine, and you'll have complete privacy in your search. They also have a proxy setting there, and that's a service you generally pay for on the Internet, and you get it completely free at startpage.com. It's a great search engine, and you'll be able to surf privately. Startpage.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Sam is joining us here, and because of some, scheduling conflict issues, is the reason why we haven't heard from Nick from freemindsmedia.org for a little while, and I talked to Nick, and he's got some new shift at work, and so it's making it difficult for him to come in and do the show. But he's still doing his show, so if you miss Nick, go to freemindsmedia.org, and you can listen to Free Minds Radio and Free Minds Television as well. So, Sam, until further notice, you will be here on Tuesday nights. You may end up having a class or something like that. So welcome to Tuesdays and
okay,
a more regular rotation on our fill-in or our third man co-host schedule. Sam's back, fresh out of jail, got out this morning. It was originally going to be 8 a.m., then it ended up being 10:30, and then we ended up going out to get you. You'd originally wanted to ride in the van back into town. Apparently, they allegedly offer rides to people back into town, but they didn't do it at the time they promised they would.
Well, no, it's at their convenience, so they have until midnight to kick me out. So
8 a.m. till midnight, they can put you leave you at... Take you out
at the bus stop or at the hospital.
Gotcha.
Either one of those two places. And so I waited a little while.
You get to choose, or do they get to just pick?
You get to pick which one you want to go to. But, you don't really get to pick the time. And they actually didn't even know that that's what I intended to do. I told somebody in the morning before, at like 7 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
I would like a ride back into town. And they didn't get through to Olette, who's the shift manager.
The bureaucrats at the jail are not known for their communications abilities.
Yeah, well, why should they?
Yeah, no, this time, they were extremely professional. There's half the staff was new. The old guards that were there from last time were really happy to see me. One of them, Kelly Pouliot, said, I thought I saw a ghost. And another guy broke protocol and shook my hand, which you're not supposed
that's
to
a no-no,
touch
huh?
the guards. Yeah. And, they were all, Hull was there. He, when I was in isolation, I'm like, pick out a book for me. And he goes, any kind in particular? I said, oh, don't worry. The universe will guide you to the perfect book. And so he just kind of looks at me funny and goes and gets one, comes back later. And he picked out this Reader's Digest book that has this story in it about a journalist who writes stories about corrupt politicians in Russia. And I told him that later, and he had quite a laugh about that. So, it was a fun time, engaging time with the guards, and we were talking, and I really enjoyed that. Oh, gosh, where else was I going to go?
I don't know. I mean, some of the more icky things. I remember you'd mentioned that the toilet, I don't know if you, I think you told me this off the air, the toilet in the multi-purpose room was not exactly, and apparently, from the people I talked to, it's always been this way. Sanitary.
Well, the jail's kind of fallen apart, and they're really definitely focusing their attention on the new jail. So in the gym, the air conditioner is either running on cool or on heat, and there's no off. It's always on. After a snowstorm, it broke. The handle to the sink on the hot water came off, so the water's coming out of the sink handle on the one side. The toilet was not attached to the floor, so when you flush it, the sewage would seep out from the bottom onto the floor and had to be constantly mopped.
The wax ring wasn't any good, huh?
Yeah, no, and it wasn't even bolted down, so like it would move around. I went in, they're like, Sam, you got to go see the toilet. So I went in and kicked it, and it like almost slid off the thing, and I was like, whoa.
Oh, man.
I submitted two requests, and they were both just ignored and not answered. I think it was three, but I can't remember the third one. So in those departments, they still get an F, but everywhere else,
yeah.
I think they were greatly improved over last time in the way that they responded and added choices. They now come around, and I think Richard understands this concept of the more choice people have.
Superintendent.
Yes. The more choice that they have in their daily existence, the happier they are. So they come around and ask you for every meal if you want the standard meal or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
No kidding.
Yeah. every time for breakfast, lunch, and dinner when they're doing a head count, the last one before
that's taking orders there at the jail.
It's surprising.
I don't know that I want my jail taking orders from its convicts, quite honestly. I want them to not be there. I mean,
Van Wickler, you know, it feels the same way. In fact, I heard a story from one of the guards who said,
this is Rick Van Wickler, by the way, the superintendent of the jail, also a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
So the police bring a guy in a wheelchair who the police had claimed was guilty of simple assault, and he looked at him and said, "You got to be kidding me! How did this guy commit simple assault? You know, I need you to prove that to me to accept him at my jail."
Really?
And he ended up finding a place in the state retirement home up on the hill, rather than the jail. So, you know, there's some interesting things going on down there. And
I'll say. And, of course, as you mentioned, there's a brand new jail being built. And some of the alleged features of this new jail are shocking.
Yeah.
It's like, Sam, you know the details better than I, but
yeah, let me jump
it's
in
incredible.
And tell you. I mean, it's...
Mark, you got to hear that. As somebody who spent 9 years in prison, where do you hear this?
The switches are all touch sensitive, so you just touch them with your finger and they come on.
A light switch in your cell?
You have a light switch in your cell. You have a lock on the door that you can lock it from the inside. It's two-person cells so that, you know, if you're going to the bathroom, you can lock the other person out without doing the flag thing. We used to have to hang the orange top in the bars so that people know that, you know, you're using the toilet.
It's big time.
Yeah. And they have a carpeted area with six rows of seating facing opposite walls with two 47-inch flat-screen TVs. You buy wireless headsets for $10 and 75 cents for two AA batteries, and you can either listen to AM or FM radio or tune into one of the two TVs. There is a laundry center in there, so you get...
So what do the TVs get as far
cable,
as...
Cable, basic cable.
Okay.
Is what
but
I
it's
assume.
Better than having a blaring TV on in some general area. Yeah.
And you have two TVs, so you don't have to... Everybody doesn't have to settle on one show.
Yeah, that is a source of a great deal of contention.
It was, yeah. This morning I had a guy come in and just change it and says, "We watch music videos here," and I was watching news, Fox News or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's they assign you clothes. You're responsible for doing your own laundry. The kitchen is supposedly top of the line. I mean, you can adjust the hot and cold water with your knees in front of the sink. Fully equipped kitchen. There is.
I don't know whether I think this is good or not. I do not think this is good.
Wait, why not? Why should people be comfortable?
The showers have dual faucets, so one at your head, one at your feet, and they're touch sensitive as well.
My contention when it comes to most people in jail are in for crimes that didn't have victims. I don't think those people should be in jail.
I don't know.
The people
that
should
be
in jail.
People are in jail for crimes with victims. Hang on, more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just three capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And the features on the site, by the way, include archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They are yours free. Front page of the website, you can click into the podcast and go all the way back to early 2009 on us at freetalklive.com. The 12-year process of government education has a dramatic effect on the mind of a child. When we enter school, many of our best personal attributes are already in place. We're curious, innovative, unique, creative, and hopeful in ways that many of us are rarely able to replicate through the rest of our lives. But because over time, school sucks those natural gifts out of too many people and replaces them with predictability, obedience, and apathy. Oh, and it's also funded by theft. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. Mark, I misunderstood what you were saying at the very end of the last segment. It was about population in prison and this new jail that's being built here in the Keene, New Hampshire area where we're doing the show from is very plush, it seems, in comparison to the existing jail built a few decades ago. And you were making a comment. Can you go ahead and re-comment there?
Yeah. I guess I want to sum up. I've spent far too much time in jails and prisons, close to nine years of my life. I'm of the opinion that jail should be for only one thing. Two things, I suppose. Jail should be for people that are a flight risk for their crimes, and their crimes should be crimes where someone was hurt or their property was stolen.
I agree.
So
ideally, people who are not a flight risk, people who are willing to make good, people who realize that what they did was wrong, shouldn't be held in a box. They should be allowed to be out and about making good and paying restitution to their victims.
Yeah, you know, there should be, there's probably some reason that somebody should get a year in jail or something like that, but I think in most cases that people are best, that victims would be best served if people had to work in order to repay them. And I think that that would be how people were, you know, would be best punished for many crimes that, you know, that I would still believe need punishment as opposed to crimes where there's no victim at all. But I do think that, I guess jails should be used for, the housing of inmates before they go to, say, prison, where very violent men should be kept away from, you know, other people. And that should be the purpose of prison. So jail should really only be for very few people. And the, but as far as I'm concerned, those people should not get luxuries. I'm not interested in providing them with, you know, faucets on their sinks where they can operate them with their knees because I don't want their hands getting all into the nasty stuff. And to provide them with two flat-screen TVs that they can then tune into with headphones. And I don't know what other, you know, sorts of luxuries they're offering these guys. But, you know, I'm kind of torn here. I don't think that most of the guys that are in that jail deserve to be treated the way they are being treated, because they should be out and free. But I don't, at the same time, don't think the jail should be a nice place.
Well, let me tell you how.
I doubt it's going to be nice.
Yeah, I mean, you're still controlled. You're still in that environment. But he sees it. I think it's really kind of, to me, it seems like a bold experiment that Van Wickler is doing here. And he's really giving them as much freedom as they want under the confines of, hey, you've got to be locked down from, you know, 11 to 7 a.m. Outside of that, you've got these areas to go in. They also
now, presumably, there's still some sort of a maximum security area where yes. They won't have the perks.
Yeah, there's a isolation block, I guess, or cell group or whatever it is, where they don't have the flat screen TVs. But otherwise, they're pretty much all the same.
So there you go. There's a little bit of update on what's been going on here in Keene. 800-259-9231.
So now the way it's working today, though, I talked to one of the guys there who was in jail for a year, and he had a friend who was involved in a DWI where he actually wrecked into a parked car, did quite a bit of damage. The cars were inoperable and had to be towed. The police came, arrested him, and he was talked into buying drugs from his friend by the New Hampshire Drug Task Force. So he went out with some of the DEA or the DTF agents and set him up, wore a wire, bought 4 ounces.
Set up his friend?
Yes. The guy that was in jail for a year bought 4 ounces of marijuana from him. And, you know, that was a crime where there actually was a victim. He got out of his DWI because of his turning over on it to
wow.
catch the drug offender.
Yeah.
And then they picked up this man who hurt nobody, who had no victim. It was consensual activity between two adults. And now they're punishing taxpayers at $130 a day for a year to keep this man in jail. And it's absurd.
Yeah, it really is. Anyway, well, that's one of the things I was reflecting on in the last segment was the absurdity of it all and it being so obvious to us. For many people, it's just they're not there yet, and I don't know what it will take to get them there. I was having an email conversation. I shared some of this earlier with you, Sam, with one of the local police captains. So second in rank, I think, to the chief, basically. And I was having this conversation with him about the war on drugs, you know, asking him, have you had a chance to talk to the warden of this jail? I mean, the superintendent of this jail understands. He gets it. A few years ago, he would have been in the same place. He would have been the drug warrior, the anti-drug zealot. Now he's a speaker, an active speaker for law enforcement against prohibition. He makes a tour, if you will. He goes to places and stands up and talks about ending the insane war on drugs. And so his response to me was that, well, yeah, I have talked to Van Wickler. I have talked to him about that. In fact, he said he went to one of his presentations even. And you think, well, gosh, I mean, I've seen this man's presentations. He's fairly persuasive. That apparently wasn't good enough. And he finished up his email by saying, well, you know, well, we can disagree. Isn't that what's so great about being in America? And my response to him was that, well, except I can go to jail if I disagree with you, at over as over 1.5 million Americans do every year. And I point out to him that you can't win the war on drugs. It's been going on for decades and has cost an uncounted amount of billions of dollars and thousands of lives, including lives of the police. Surely,
you know, this is an area where people that support the current state model, they want to stop having the discussion because it's clear that both sides are entrenched. They can't they can't persuade you.
Right.
Your points are perhaps what they're thinking is your points are valid, and they're tired of getting called what they're hearing themselves being called is a status thug because and they don't have any good response. But it's let's just agree to disagree. Well.
No,
we can agree to disagree. That's fine and dandy. But what I want you to understand is that your position still imposes and impinges on me and everybody else.
Yeah,
like we can agree to disagree.
It's fine if you don't like drugs.
Is that you're a person who is advocating violent, encroachment on your fellow man?
Yep.
So we're agreeing that you're a jerk. Okay.
So I said, surely you realize you can't arrest your way out of drug use, Peter. If not, I hope someday you can see that aggressing against drug users will not help them. Showing them compassion and offering them assistance is the way to affect them positively. Aggressing against, caging, and fining drug users is not compassion, and it only makes things worse.
Is this Sturdy?
Yes.
Okay.
That's his
Sturdy's not a jerk.
Handle name. No, I didn't say he. I didn't say he was a jerk.
No, I was actually, talking about people in general, and I said something about jerks.
Of the local cops, he's the one that's always willing to give me a hug. You know, to his credit,
he's a nice man.
I'm a member of the police hugging squad,
and you're real.
I do my best to remember to offer the cops hugs, and many of them are very uncomfortable by that. Anyway, I say to him, it's never easy to admit one has been wrong in one's beliefs, especially if those beliefs resulted in harming peaceful people. When you do finally move past your cognitive dissonance and have this epiphany, please forgive yourself. We all make mistakes. All we can do is move forward and do what's right from here out. With wishes that someday you'll become a peace officer rather than a law enforcement officer. And I signed it, and he never wrote back. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. How it is that these guys will end up embracing a compassionate viewpoint, I don't know. That part remains to be seen. We know it's possible, though. We've seen it happen. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables, and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in via the toll-free number. Brought to you by SACL CAI. That number is 800-259-9231. It's 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of the sale. Whatever it is you're buying, they've got dozens of categories. You can even buy used items. So much to buy over at amazon.freetalklive.com. Whatever it is you're looking for, it's likely they stock it. And it's likely you'll get a really great deal. Amazon.freetalklive.com. We're recapping some of Sam's experiences from his six-day stint in jail here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, after having spent 58 days in the same place last year. You were comparing some of the the differences between your experience the first time out. When you came in the first time, you did not... You weren't as cooperative as you were this time around. They had to carry you into an isolation cell. This time you voluntarily left the courtroom on your own volition and presumably continued to be a little more assistive towards the your captors.
Right, for the most part.
You had a nice conversation, too, with one of the sheriffs on the way out to the jail.
I did, yeah. You know, they're really just sort of starting to see some of the things that we're pointing out, some of the issues that we're bringing up. And they're not ready to say what the politicians or the bureaucrats are doing is wrong, but they're saying, you know, I don't have any explanation for why these things are happening. I don't know why, you know, that Judge Burke is not hearing Free Stater cases anymore. I don't know why, you know, they're doing all of these things. So they're
paying attention, is what you're saying.
They're paying attention, and they're starting to question their paradigm a little bit, I think, which is a good thing.
Yeah, someone can ask.
I found the same was true when I got into the jail with the other prisoners that were there. They had definitely heard about the Free Staters at this point. Last time, you know, it would come up after they asked me, well, what are you in for? With a few folks, I would kind of get a conversation going. And it happened a little bit. They were a little hesitant to it. This time, you know, on two occasions, there were a group of six or eight guys sitting around. They're like, hey, where's the Free Stater? Come over here. Tell us what you believe in. And so I would go and sit down outside on the lawn with them and just sort of walk through the ideas of freedom and liberty and what it means and how why the courts are corrupt and run the way they are and how it might work in a voluntary society. And you know, having experienced that, not surprisingly, they really understood what I was talking about, why it would be better to have private competing arbitration services where you're goal is to restitute the victim, and why it doesn't make sense to go after these victimless crimes and so forth, and to treat these people who are addicts that, you know, haven't really changed in numbers since the drug war started decades ago, and the federal government has spent over $1 trillion fighting it. You know, those numbers haven't changed, so this approach clearly isn't working, and they get that. So they were a lot more susceptible, I guess,
receptive
to the message. And
susceptible would be the word I think you're looking for.
And, you know, they really listened, and a lot of them started to get it, and they were very excited about the 420 events.
Not bad.
A lot of them.
Yeah, those weren't going on last year when you were in jail. They didn't start till the fall.
And so many of them, some of them had seen me there speak on the megaphone. One guy saw police during the first few days when the Keene police were coming out arresting people, and they said, "Don't you think that made you look bad?"
Mm.
And I said, "Yeah, you know, I understand. We had some of the locals that were screaming at the cops, and one of the experienced activists, Mike Tyner, stepped in and pulled this guy off that was shouting freedom right in the cop's ear, which was really inappropriate." And, you know, I explained how we're working on this. We're starting to tell the people, that's why we have the megaphones, to remain calm. And, you know, does not have to be a personal attack kind of a thing. So they understood that. I think they understand what we're struggling with, the things that we're doing.
But not all of them. You had told me during the break that some of them were a little hostile towards you?
Yeah. In one of the holding cells, a guy came in and started talking in a little bit. And he was rather upset with me that I was there wasting our money, taxpayer dollars.
This guy was in jail, right?
Yeah.
Wasting, doing the same thing, right?
Yeah. Well, but his was real, because I could pay the $300 and get out. Then it was not fair for me to be in there. And it was the same thing last time. There were a couple people, you know, a very small percentage, who were very upset by what I was doing, because if I just gave them my name, I could get out. Whereas this time, if I just paid the money, I could get out. So the fact that I would choose that for
Stockholm
myself.
Stockholm syndrome, big time. In these
and be in there, that upset them. So, yeah. And he ended up, you know, calling me an idiot and calling me stupid, and then he was...
Well, I can see how it would show up for a guy who wants to be free, that if you could just pay $300 and be free, maybe that's, in his world, that's stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see where he's coming from, but at the same time, you know, it doesn't sound like he's making a big effort to walk a mile in your shoes.
Right. And so he came into the gymnasium at first, and... You know, I had talked to the other people at this point, and they would go up to him and say, "Hey, you got to talk to this guy. He's really smart. Listen to what he says." And he would go around at first, I think, talking to him, telling him, "Oh, no, this guy's an idiot. He's doing this on purpose," and yada, yada, yada. And eventually he came around and was pretty receptive and very friendly and talking to me this morning. So, you know, it was such a powerful experience. All of the activists, the things that we're doing up here are so amazing, and they're having this impact. They're creating this undertow that I didn't know was out there. Yeah,
things that are not necessarily immediate when you're out doing the actual boots on the ground, sign wavings and outreach and various different things that we do up here.
Yeah, but it was just a completely 180 degree difference from the way I was received last time. I mean, things are changing, certainly.
Very cool. All right, let's go to your phone calls. You can take control of the airwaves here at 800-259-9231. Of course, Sam from obscuredtruth.com. We haven't mentioned that yet. Lots of great videos that you've worked on, and now that you're back out, I'm sure you'll be back on whatever project you're currently.
I have a interview from the Liberty Forum with Varen Swearingen, where we sit down and cover...
That's the president of the Free State Project.
Spokesperson. And, you know, we cover what is the Free State Project, what is the deal with all of the civil disobedience and so forth. It's very good.
Cool. So look for that over at obscuredtruth.com. Let's talk to Kurt, listening in New Hampshire. Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Sam,
hey, Kurt.
I'm so glad that you are out.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm really, really glad about that. I think one of the reasons why they make these jails so plush is to help continue their bureaucracy there, to continue to get their checks every month. You know, people don't get PO'd if they get kind of lulled into a state of it's not so bad going in here, and I can continue to have all my guards, and I can continue to, you know, they won't stand up and complain because I have, things are so bad in this jail.
Well, and the system's really designed to keep people in. I mean, I heard from so many folks that they would violate and then they'd want to reset their probation. So if they had 3 years and they were a year and a half
they'd
into
start it over?
They'd want to start it over.
Oh, wow.
Or they would
Jeez,
make
I wouldn't imagine that's legal.
I mean, there was one guy
that's why we don't see very many of these guys coming up to the 420 because, well, guess what? They're scared.
Yeah,
and it's a public place.
That's true, right, because if they're caught smoking weed, that's a VOP, violation of probation, and they're back in.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was one guy there who missed a court date and was sentenced to a year in the county jail, and then when he got out, his probation would reset again for several more years.
I finally found something that I disagree with Mark on. Sorry, Mark. I love all you guys, but I finally disagree with Mark on something.
What's that?
That I look at recently, I don't know how many people know about this, but there was recently there were a group of four young men who came from Brookline, New Hampshire, and they went a couple of towns away to Wilton, New Hampshire, and their intent was to break into this home, and if anybody was there in their way, they were going to kill them.
And they did.
And they did.
Mm-hmm.
So they murdered a man's wife, who is also the mother of an 11-year-old girl. And as they were stabbing repeatedly over and over and over, making a bloody, filthy, disgusting mess in this family's home, and I guess they went to attack them because they had wealth comparatively and they wanted whatever they had and they didn't want to go the usual route of hard work to get it. So they murdered her, and as they're murdering her and as she's dying on the floor, the 11-year-old daughter comes in and they slit her throat, and she barely made it. I mean, she barely made it. She had to go to a children's hospital down in Boston, and she was going to die too. And I don't know about you, but what's going to happen to these guys is that, you know, I don't know how you feel about this, but what's going to happen? They're going to say because they were 17, 18, I think two of them were 19 or one of them was 20 or something like that, they're going to say they were kids. Okay, and they're going to leave them in jail. It's going to be a cost thing. They're going to look at these things and they're going to say, okay, well, it cost them $1 million to kill them at, you know, through lethal injection, and again, that's taxpayers.
So you're advocating the death penalty.
I've
got
to hear this.
No, I'm advocating here's a cheap way to remedy that.
I want to find out what you have to say here. Hang on, Kurt. More with you in a moment. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. Plenty of time for your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.